Libraries today still have books, but more and more they also have computers and iPads, DVDs and audiobooks. But even in this digital age, there are still folk who want to read a real book, even if they feel they may be members of a vanishing tribe.
Well, I'm one of you. I buy very few books. I read a lot, but I buy very few books, and I meet my reading needs through the New Orleans Public Library.
That's Charles Brown, the recently appointed executive director of the New Orleans Public Library. He's just passed his first year in office here, and there's nothing prim about this city librarian. He may like the feel of the books in his hands, but he knows the world has changed, and he's making sure our library changes with it.
I've never downloaded a book, and so that's just a frontier that I'm not quite ready to cross yet. But for those who have crossed it, I hope they'll keep the New Orleans Public Library in mind because we meet your needs in that area as well. Sharon, for those who may have an interest in downloading ebooks, they can go to the library's homepage, which is at www.neworleanspubliclibrary.org. Go to ebooks, audiobooks, music, and more. That will enable them to get instructions on how to download ebooks.
Charles Brown and his library board are acutely aware that as much as one-third of our area's citizens have no access to this new computerized world.
I think it's 33% of the households here don't have access to broadband. Either they don't have access to a full-service computer, or they lack the necessary skills to really utilize a computer to the best of their ability. And that's becoming crucial now because it's almost impossible to find a job or to apply for a job unless you apply for it online. So for someone who's been in the service industry or as a laborer, many of those individuals don't even know what a mouse is. So the library provides very basic, you know, instruction and assistance for them in terms of finding a job, because most of the jobs are advertised online now, and secondly, being able to, you know, apply for a job once they find something that they're interested in.
But applying online is also an essential for parents attempting to enter their children in the new charter school system.
So we're creating designated computers in all 14 of our library locations, and we'll have staff there to assist individuals in terms of applying for schools for their children for the next school year. So the library is continuing its information role, but just in an electronic age.
The main library at 219 Loyola Avenue was built in 1958 and now is in serious need of physical upgrading if it is to continue its service to this community as well as protect its unique and valuable collections.
And then we have two very specialized collections at the main library. One of them is an African American Resource Center that specializes in information and materials of interest related to African American research. And then we have the Louisiana Division, which is a gem in terms of historical research, genealogical research. I think very few people realize the depth of holdings that we have at the main library. We are the official archives for the city of New Orleans, and so we have records, photographs, etc., going back over 200 years.
Now, those precious archives actually live underground. Charles Brown says it was a Katrina miracle that the collection was not destroyed. But the fact that this miracle was too close for comfort is not lost on him.
I don't think people realize how much there is. I had a conversation with Irene Wainwright, who heads up that division, and she estimates that there's probably about 46,000 linear feet of material in the basement. Not only in the basement, but also in the sub-basement. So it really is frightening, and that is a high priority for the library board and the administration to try to find a way to resolve that issue. Because also the current collection is not in any kind of climate-controlled environment. So it's a challenge, just another challenge.
So while you can hear this jovial gentleman is not your prim librarian, he is, in fact, a very serious librarian whose first and overwhelming priority is to find a way to financially stabilize one of this city's important cultural assets. To learn more about the New Orleans Public Library, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.
Our aspiration.